This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump on the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee this year.
The man can't speak.
At a town hall event in Wisconsin yesterday, President Trump also blaming Democrat Joe Biden and Democrats overall for the violence across the nation, citing in particular problems in Baltimore, Chicago, Oakland, and Detroit.
In all cases, it's Democrats, the Democrat run, in all cases. And Joe Biden would have that be the whole country.
That town hall was recorded in the afternoon and aired on the Fox News Channel last night. The U.S. Justice Department is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to kill the Affordable Care Act once and for all. The court's to hear arguments in the Obamacare case in the next term. It's not clear if that will happen before the November election, though. Costco free samples are back, and this is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
A bill to make the nation's capital a state comes up for a vote in the U.S. House today. Washington, D.C. has no voting representation in Congress. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer saying the rights of Americans who live in the nation's capital are being violated every day. More than 700,000 people call D.C. home. It's always been a political issue because most of those residents of the district have historically voted Democrat. AAA says there will be a downturn in the number of people traveling this summer because of the virus, but it doesn't mean Americans won't be traveling between July and September. They say most people will be driving to destinations.
We're seeing about 97%, which is a bit higher than what we typically would see, will be doing so by car, sort of bringing back the Great American Road Trip.
That's AAA Mid-Atlantic's Regina Ali, and this is USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
As we've reported, several U.S. states are seeing big spikes in coronavirus since reopening recently. Arizona is one of them there. The governor, Doug Ducey, is pleading with people to stay home as the new coronavirus cases are spreading across that state. During a news conference late yesterday, Ducey said the recent spikes in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths from the virus are unacceptable. He's urging people to do everything possible to reverse the trends and right away.
When we reopened the economy, I said that this is a green light to proceed, not a green light to speed. And we need to slow down.
Dixie Chicks changing their name to just the Chicks. The female country group making the announcement yesterday, saying it's an effort to distance themselves from the name that was linked with the slavery era South. A quote on the Texas band's website saying they want to meet this moment. Phase one of the NHL draft lottery is today. Despite the league being on hiatus when it comes to actually playing, the NHL has put together a two-phase plan for the lottery. The seven teams that missed the playoffs will be joined by eight placeholder teams that will make up the first phase. The Detroit Red Wings have the best odds of landing the number one overall pick. You can find us online anytime. time or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us for the ride. You having a fun ride? I'm telling you, it is not. America is not for the faint of heart, because you'd be nonstop vapors with all that's going on. And to this point, DeRoy Murdoch joins us. Last time DeRoy and I talked, we talked about a dear friend of ours who we still miss greatly and will forever miss, Herb Blunden. And DeRoy, I got to this day, people, oh, gosh, I heard that conversation you had, with Murdoch about, about Herb. And they were so blessed by that. And, it's good to be reconnecting and, talking about a different topic. But, again, my thanks and appreciation for the time you gave us to talk about Herb Blunden.
Bill, well, thanks very much. Good to be with you again. And I, with so many issues that happen since poor Herb Blunden passed away until now, I think, what would Herb Blunden think of this? And
yes,
I can only imagine Herb Blunden's response to everything we've seen over the last 3 or 4 weeks. I think he would be, his jaw would be all the way down to his shoes.
Yes, and he was a voice of reason, and you continue to be that voice of reason for us. And in your latest column for Fox News, you write that the George Floyd unrest is fueling white self-doubt. What's going on?
Yeah, there's this. This all started off as a discussion about police brutality, excessive force. Every single solitary person I know who saw that awful video of George Floyd being killed under the knee of Officer Derek Chauvin about a month ago now, I guess it is already, under his knee for 8 minutes and 46 seconds as he slowly was killed. I don't know anybody who didn't think that was appalling and a perfect example of the worst. The policing at its worst, and that sort of thing that has to end. Well, we've gone from there all the way in a few weeks to statues being torn down, Aunt Jemima being yanked off the pancake syrup bottles. I understand that the Eskimo pie is now racist, so the Eskimo is going to be taken off Eskimo pies. And then you see these unusual, really, again, a shocking sort of displays of whites expressing self-doubt, self-guilt, white guilt.
They're kneeling in front of people. Willing to pay reparations now? It's out of hand.
Got people kneeling in front of white folks, kneeling in front of black folks, apologizing for being white. There was a town, I think in the South, I forget exactly, I think it was North Carolina, maybe off on that, where you had a number of white people line up to wash the feet of two black pastors. And then the CEO of Chick-fil-A said the other day that he thought white people should shine the shoes of black people as a way of getting in touch with their deep-seated internal racism. I mean, it's just extraordinary. There's something almost 1968 Mao Zedong, Red Guard, and the Cultural Revolution about this sort of thing. Not just you have to agree with a certain point of view, but you have to stand up and denounce yourself and engage in ritual self-humiliation. This is very unhealthy. And I don't think most black folks, while black people want equal justice under law and want to see racism end and want fair treatment, I don't know many black folks who think, yeah, I want white folks to come over and shine my shoes and humiliate themselves and sort of be spat upon. I don't think that MLK never asked for that. He wanted us to be equal, not one group bowing and kneeling in front of the other. And I think he'd be appalled, and Dr. King would be appalled and disgusted if he saw that sort of display today.
Exactly. Well, once you get into self-flagellation, it's like everybody needs to self-flagellate, right? It doesn't just stop with white people. It's just right now the cancel culture, which has been fortifying itself over the last decade, has totally run amok. And I don't know if we just need to get to that point, Murdoch, where people are, you know, like the drowning, you know, individual, you know, as a lifeguard, they would tell you, do not go in and save anybody right away. You got to let them fight themselves out. If you don't, in your attempt to save them from drowning, their, you know, panic is going to end up drowning both of you. And I kind of sense, in a way, America is in that position right now. We're very emotionalized. We're just fighting ourselves out. And we just have to get to that point to where maybe our minds are exhausted to where reason might prevail. What do you think?
Well, that's interesting. And this is the argument for letting things continue and chop the Capitol Hill occupied zone in Seattle. And a lot of people, including yours, really thought, you know what, send the troops in and stop this thing.
Right.
And I think President Trump sort of felt that way. And I think he sort of said, well, maybe we should just let people watch how this thing transpires. And as people see this place completely collapse under the ideas of Black Lives Matter and Antifa and the others, that people say, all right, well, this isn't working out so well, so maybe you people need to stop. And it can serve as a cautionary tale, if you will, for
right.
other people. I do think another thing would help is just an end to this instant apology sort of situation we have where, for example, Drew Brees says, I honor the flag, I'm not going to kneel before it. He gets attacked in social media, so he comes out and apologizes. And then disgusting, hideous paper whose name I don't even pronounce anymore, the so-called paper of record, runs that article by Tom Cotton. People in the newsroom freak out, they take it down, they apologize, and the editors are like, when is somebody going to say, excuse me, we're a newspaper, we run articles of opinion, this man is a United States senator, you don't have to agree with him, but we at least want to know what he thinks so that you can get a sense of why people think this, and then write as many letters as you want, denouncing him as you wish. That's what newspapers do. Sit down and shut up.
Exactly.
Nobody will stand up and just stand by whatever his or her decision is. It's just apology, dive under the bed and assume the fetal position. And the more we do that, the thought is this is going to calm the mob down. No, all this does is fuel the mob.
Exactly.
Nobody stood up to the mob yet, and the mob will continue to grow and increase its demands until somebody stands up and says, no, enough is enough. You're not going any further.
Well, the Palo Alto Mafia is not helping either, Murdoch. I mean, they are giving place for this type of behavior, all hidden by, a deal they made with the government and saying that they would allow free speech, allow all comers to participate, and now they're picking and choosing and still want the covering of legislation and, the reason for their existence and protection, and they're running away with this. And Congress has got to act, and especially here we are coming into an election season, an important election season, which we just lost our minds over because of supposed Russian interference. I mean, forget about Russian interference. We have domestic interference that's taking place right before our eyes, and we're going into this with our eyes wide open, allowing, you know, the Silicon Valley knuckleheads to control what's going to be said or not be said.
You're absolutely correct. It's not Russian interference. It's Silicon Valley interference, or Palo Alto interference, if you want to call it that. And the whole issue you discuss is very important. This is the Communications Decency Act, Section 230. And basically what this says is if you are an Internet platform, you are immune from lawsuits for damages or anything else because you're supposed to be an open platform where everyone can come in, kind of like AT&T. You pick up the phone and you call and say whatever you want. They don't say, well, we're not carrying Republican calls today, or only liberal calls, or only conservative calls. Whoever, pick up the phone and talk and say whatever you want. They don't get in the way. If Google, Facebook, and Twitter behave like that, then fine. Let them continue with that special protection from the government. But they want to have it both ways, which is pick and choose and say, okay, we're going to knock down President Trump's videos. We're going to take down videos that disagree with the quarantine, COVID-19 quarantine. We're going to take all sorts of videos with which we disagree and either put labels on them so that they're tainted, or just remove them altogether. And at the same time, they want to protect themselves from lawsuits. So that's absurd. They've got to do one or the other. If they want the Section 230 safe harbor, wonderful. Keep it, and then let anybody, with the exception of child pornographers and people,
right, exactly,
which violence, you know, mm-hmm. them on. But as long as it's legal debate and you're engaging in lawful discourse, then great, knock yourself out. If they want to pick and choose, wonderful. I write for FoxNews.com. I write for National Review Online, and there's certain views we probably wouldn't publish because we disagree with them. But then again, if somebody doesn't like it, these people can take us to court, and we got to deal with that.
We've got to go to break. More from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Fresh and independent.
independent. We are, just the way you like to hear from us, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Conversation with DeRoy Murdoch continues. We're talking about his Fox News column. DeRoy, you know, the thing that blows me away is that Congress knew of the threat and what Google was going to do after the election of Donald Trump. But, you know, this is what happens with partisanship. When it is about partisanship instead of the rule of law, you know, you start picking sides. Well, I'm either a never Trumper or always a Trumper, but it isn't about that. It's about, you know, the American rule of law. When you have a tech giant like Google CEO announcing to his staff after Donald Trump was elected and everybody was so depressed and in tears, including himself, saying that this would never happen, as much as it would count on Google, Donald Trump would never get reelected. This is Google making the statement, and then you see the behavior, to your earlier point, of Twitter and Facebook, pretty much just saying that if you disagree with the WHO, now all of a sudden WHO has become the standard of our healthcare system or healthcare guidelines here in America, that if you say anything out of line with the WHO, which is, you know, as we know by experience, everything that they have shared with the American people has been 100% correct, which we know has been quite the opposite, but now they're somehow the standard for what is acceptable when you're talking about COVID-19.
No, that's absolutely right. And it'd be one thing if the WHO made a lot of intelligent and correct calls. As you know, it's been one mistake after another, either through ignorance or through malice or through control by the Chinese Communist government. Who knows exactly which it is. But even if you agree or disagree with the WHO and whether you think they make sense or not, we ought to be able to have a debate about this. And I'm sure there are scientists and doctors who say, well, you know, the WHO makes a lot of sense, or actually they missed this point, or they got this scientific principle or detail wrong. And that's how we improve knowledge, by debate, by stating a thesis, examining the opposite, and then coming up with a synthesis, which is even better than where you started. That's called the scientific method, and they're really standing in the middle of that. Now, again, they're a private company. If that's what they want to do, they can do that. Just as if you have a website called flatearth.com, you can say the Earth is flat if you want to do that. But they can't do this while also claiming to be an open platform and getting government protection for doing so. That's where they go completely astray.
Exactly.
And I think that needs to be enforced very quickly, and it needs to be done before the election, or, you know, you could have them just basically say, you know what, we're running absolutely no pro-Trump material between October 1 and the election, and essentially just bind and gag conservatives from participating in the election on the internet, and that would be a horrible thing. Just to be awful to say we're not running any Biden stuff if they would do that.
Exactly.
Open and let people discuss, but don't, if you're going to block things, you're not going to get the government protection.
Well, it concerns me that it's taken them this long when they knew in advance this what was in the offing. And, of course, we see the shadow banning. Now they've gone so far to tag the president's, you know, tweets or Facebook postings in questioning the credibility of what he's posted.
Well, I think a big part of all of this is the Republican Party and the right is too nice. We're too nice. But the left goes out and they beat people in the streets. If you're wearing a MAGA hat, they sock you in the face. If you're Andy Ngo, the internet journalist up in Portland, they beat him. The Antifa beat him so badly that he went to the hospital with a cerebral hemorrhage. His brain was bleeding. That's how badly they beat him. They pull statues down. They engage in all of this chaos. And then on the right, we're into, what, 3.5 years into President Trump's term, and we're just now beginning to think about, well, maybe we should apply Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act even-handedly, so that these Silicon Valley oligopolies cannot have excess control of the political discourse and also have government protection.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just like watching, a mafia family versus the Boy Scouts. That's where we are now.
That's why they refer to them as the Palo Alto Mafia, because that's what's going on.
That's right.
DeRoy, in your column, you also addressed the fiasco of Nancy Pelosi, Black Caucus leadership, kneeling for 8 minutes, 46 seconds, except for Jerry Nadler. Jerry Nadler, he knew if he went down, he couldn't get up. Nancy Pelosi needed help to get up. But this it was hysterical because the kente cloth, I mean, here they are wearing it. And the leader, the head, the chair of the Black Caucus said, oh, the kente cloth is what they, this has become a tradition within the Black Caucus. And it's like, wait a minute, you need to be enlightened and educated what that kente cloth is all about. I mean, it's almost like Black Lives Matter. We're just saying because it sounds cute and it surfs up and everybody goes along, but they don't even understand what it is they're supporting any more than the kids coming out of college saying, yeah, socialism, yes, that sounds good, let's buy into that. But here, we've got leaders in our government, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, genuflecting with a kente cloth, not even realizing what that cloth represents.
Yeah, it's laughable. I mean, this is from the same part of the political spectrum that complains about cultural appropriation. I mean, if this isn't cultural appropriation, I don't know what is. And again, why kente cloth? What does that have to do with the Black experience? I mean, if you're living in Baltimore, or you're living in Charlotte, or you're living in Los Angeles or Minneapolis for that matter, I imagine most of these folks don't wear kente cloth, so it's kind of weird. Yeah. And, if you want to hold some, the Capitol Hill event to talk about the plight of white people who've died at the hands of out-of-control police, would you wear kilts?
Yeah, right.
Wear maybe like berets because they come from France? I mean, it's silly and laughable. And, again, this taking of the knee, this ritual submission kind of episode. And so many of these symbols, so much of what the left does, it's just symbolic nonsense. This with the kneeling, this with the kente cloth, pulling down the statues, as ugly as that is. I remember in Baltimore a couple of years ago, they pulled down, not crowds, these are not done by mobs, but the city gently removed three Confederate-era statues. And this was at a time when, if I remember correctly, three local high schools and I think two local middle schools, across those five schools, they did not have one student who was reading or doing math at grade level. I don't mean 1%. I mean, right, not a single boy or girl in any of those schools was reading at grade level. I don't think pulling down those statues suddenly made their scores go up and made their reading comprehension and their calculation capabilities suddenly increase or even gradually increase after that. So you bring the statues down, everyone cheers for about 48 hours, and you go back to collapsed classrooms, crime, lack of economic opportunity, insufficient incentives for minority entrepreneurship, and he really accomplished nothing other than, again, symbolic excessive symbolism, which seems to be the stock and trade of the Democrat Party today.
Exactly. And if you are going to utilize symbolism, at least use the right kind of symbolism. I mean, the kente cloth is associated with, the upper crust of blacks in Ghana. And they were the ones that enslaved. They were the ones that captured blacks and sold them. So now here you are, unbeknownst to your own ignorance, you're supporting the very thing that you disdain.
Well, there you go. Yep.
And so this is the thing that goes on. I mean, we have to, again, here in America, we need to deserve, demand better, involve some critical thinking, as you say. At the end of the day, with all this information that's coming in, we have to be able to prospect it to where it's for the greater good. It's not about any one people group, but it's about America at large. We're all on the same team here. And this is what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. believed in. It wasn't about the color of our skin. It was elevating each of us to our God-given right that we are all made in the image of God. If we see each, if we start looking at ourselves divided and hyphenated, then you have the America of the 21st century we have today.
That's where we are, and we're just going completely in the wrong direction here, and to the point where the folks out in Seattle who've taken over those three or four square blocks, they actually have a park, public park, where only blacks are allowed. I think it's from 8 p.m. onward or something like this. No whites allowed. So in the actual place run by Antifa and Black Lives Matter, you're going back to segregated public facilities. My
yes.
God. So now we're back in the era of the 1950s, which I thought was the whole thing, whole idea of what we wanted to erase through the civil rights movement. They've called for having black doctors and nurses to take care of black patients in hospitals. So we're going to have segregated hospital staff.
We got to leave it there. DeRoy Murdoch has been with us, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Murdoch, as always, appreciate the time and the contribution. Take care. Be blessed.
Bill, you too. Thanks a lot.
You got it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Valerie Roush. As a thoracic surgeon and president of the American College of Surgeons, I know that many patients have concerns about safely undergoing operations during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. I want to assure you that for those hospitals that are restarting essential operations, patient safety is and always will be our top priority. Hospitals, surgeons, and all those providing care are prepared to provide a safe surgical experience. However, many patients may still have questions about safely undergoing a recommended operation at this time. To help, the American College of Surgeons has released new tools to support such conversations, including a free patient surgeon discussion guide. This guide includes sample questions patients can ask their surgeons to feel more prepared for their procedure. The guide helps to create a line of communication between patients and surgeons. To learn more, visit facs.org/be-prepared. This report is sponsored by the American College of Surgeons.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump blaming Democrats for violence across the nation in a town hall last night in Wisconsin, citing violence rates in Baltimore, Chicago, and Oakland as just a few examples, and comparing the violence in those cities to war zones. Earlier, the president visited a Wisconsin shipyard that just won a big defense contract. The president said,
"There is no budget when it comes to our military because we don't want the wrong people running up the front lawn of the White House, right?"
The Justice Department's asking the Supreme Court to invalidate the Affordable Care Act once and for all. In a filing late yesterday, the administration argues since Obamacare's individual coverage mandate and two other key provisions have already been invalidated, the remainder of the act should not be allowed to remain. The High Court will hear the arguments in the case in its next term. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have a country to save. Bill Martinez.
Fresh and independent we are. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're waiting on a call from Vatican City, coming from Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, host of Newt's World podcast at Gingrich360.com, the author of 40 books, including his latest, Trump and the American Future, Solving the Great Problems of Our Time. Looking forward to this conversation with the Speaker to really help us break down what is going on. And I understand we are connected now. Speaker Gingrich, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, and it's great to be with you. And you're right, there's a lot to think through about where we are today.
Well, in this book, you say this election represents the most decisive choice Americans will make since 1860, which was the election of President Abraham Lincoln, ultimately led to the U.S. Civil War. Why is this election as serious and vital as that one?
Well, I think the difference in two futures, I've recently wrote a newsletter, which is available for free at Cambridge 360, in which I outlined, imagine what a Biden, Schumer, Pelosi machine will be like, what they'll try to accomplish. They'll try to turn us into sort of California Plus. And then imagine what Trump and McConnell and McCarthy would try to accomplish. That gap is the widest gap that I can remember in modern American history. And I think if you look at the radicalism of Pelosi's $3 trillion bill, which Biden has said he would sign, you can begin to see, you know, that, for example, they'd pay $1,200 to every illegal immigrant in the United States just automatically. And so there's a whole range of things that go on from there. They legalized tax-paid abortions up through the last month. They would release prisoners in such a badly written provision that would actually release at least six serial killers that we've been able to identify so far. It's sort of the left at its worst. And the three of them together, if the radical left had the presidency and the Senate and the House, I think it's very hard to imagine how bad it could get and how fast it could get that bad. And you're seeing it around the country right now. I mean, we've had 6 weeks of attacking the police. The police have pulled back, and now you had a weekend of violence that was extraordinary because the criminal elements are beginning to feel like they're on top, and the police have to stay out of their way. So,
exactly.
As a conservative, none of that surprises me. But as a radical who believes that the police are the problem and the criminals are the good guys, this has got to come as a terrible shock.
Well, this is a clear lesson, even for conservatives, to see the cause-effect relationship. We see, you know, to your point, in New York, they get rid of 600 plainclothes officers, and crime goes up. It was directly causal. I mean, so how do you argue that?
Well, I mean, the left argues it as a matter of faith, because they've been, I did another newsletter talking about three generations of brainwashing. And if you go back to Marcuse in the early 60s at Berkeley, what you've had is cycle after cycle of extreme left-wing goofy ideas, which have been preached as though they made sense. And so you end up with the New York Times younger reporters who are also radical, that when their editor actually published one op-ed by a conservative senator, they got together as a group, basically as a lynch mob, and forced the publisher to fire him.
Yeah.
And that only took 3 or 4 days. It's not because they're an occasional person. It's that you have the radicalization of our universities, which has led to the radicalization of the news media, which has led to the radicalization of the bureaucracy and the judges. Mm-hmm. And all this has been getting worse and worse and worse since the early 1960s.
Exactly, and it's been further accommodated by big tech and what some are referring to as the Palo Alto Mafia. I mean, Google, on the night of President Trump's election, as you'll recall, you had the CEO saying this will never happen again. He vowed to his constituency, to the employees there at Google, this would not happen. And now you have Twitter and Facebook jumping into this as well, you know, between shadow banning and tagging the president's tweets and on, and conservative outlets and conservative voices being squelched as well.
Look, all these big corporations hire the best people from the best universities, which means they're getting the most brainwashed. So all of their junior executives are left-wing cuckoos. And they believe all this. I mean, what Ronald Reagan once said, you know, it's not what they don't know that's frightening.
Yes.
It's what they know that isn't true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're up against. And so that leads then to barbarians who go out and destroy statues of people they don't know without any cause. And it's like watching the Taliban destroy the two Buddhist statues in 2001. When people who claim they're for civil rights destroy a statue of General Grant, who led the army which destroyed slavery and who, as president, sent the U.S. Army into South Carolina to defeat the Ku Klux Klan, you have to wonder what level of ignorance is behind the mob. But, of course, mobs are unreasoning, and mobs are unintelligent, and they ultimately end up like Seattle, where you now had a mob literally stopping the police from going to the scene of a murder, which has to be a total violation of the civil rights of the person who was killed. I mean,
exactly.
You know, when that, and when that happened in Mississippi during the civil rights period, we sent in the FBI to track down every person who obstructed justice and put him in jail. And I think we're going to be pushed into the same thing by the time this is over.
Well, A.G. Barr said over the weekend, this is unsustainable. This cannot last. And so I believe the government is getting ready because the local government is not doing anything about it. And you've got local businesses. You have people there in that, even in that three-block area that they've cordoned off for themselves, are saying this is, I mean, this cannot be happening in a free America.
Right. You can't have, you know, we're all proud that they've managed to track down and break up the caliphate that ISIS had created. Well, now what you have is the equivalent of a caliphate in Seattle being created by Antifa, which is a hard left group, which had its origins in Europe with communist supported efforts, particularly in Germany. And they're clearly for a totalitarian society.
Mr. Speaker, why isn't the media joining in and speaking of Antifa and aligning BLM, Black Lives Matter, as the other side of the same coin? What are we missing here in translation?
Well, of course, if you actually read what the founders of Black Lives Matter said, they openly said they're Marxists, and they openly said basically that they want to replace the United States. So in that sense, But the news media is operating right now for pure emotion. I mean, the term Black Lives Matter is a work of brilliance, and Black Lives do matter, and therefore the initial reaction is, of course, that's a good term. It's a bad organization, but it's a good term. But you have to, again, remember, the same radicalism that comes out of the colleges is going into the New York Times, it's going to NBC, it's going into CBS. Therefore, these are people who are the propaganda arm of the left.
Yes.
They're not reporters. They're not part of the news media. There is no news media anymore. They're just propaganda arm of the left. There are a handful of places you could argue, maybe the Wall Street Journal, maybe Fox News, certainly a lot of talk radio. But there are huge elements in the United States that are now totally owned by the left. And as you point out, that includes some of the biggest and most powerful Internet-based companies.
Well, Mr. Speaker, what I've been concerned about, and we've said quite often here on this show, is the hyphenation of America and the disunifying efforts. Though Black Lives Matter sounds like a good rallying cry, to me that further divides us. And I don't believe Martin Luther King would have gotten behind that slogan because he believed that all lives matter and that not any one life over another. And that's what Black Lives Matter, and that's why Cruz took on the ladies of The View here this past week in bringing that point up.
Remember that you recently had a UCLA professor who was literally suspended for having read Martin Luther King Jr.'s letter for Birmingham jail.
Yeah, amazing.
Now,
Mr. Speaker, I apologize. We have to go to break. We'll be back more from Newt Gingrich after this. Stay with us.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The former Speaker Newt Gingrich is with us, the one who gave us the Contract of America, now gives us another book that couldn't be more timely, his latest book, just releasing Trump and the American Future, Solving the Great Problems of Our Time. I always like to read, Speaker, the dedication of books. It really tells me about a writer's heart and where they are, and I appreciate that you honored your wife, the ambassador Callista Gingrich, who is there with you in Vatican City, and you've been there since the quarantine and the lockdown, and you've noted other ambassadors and patriots who have served America in Rome through this COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, first of all, Callista is just a remarkable person, and she makes my life amazingly better. Mm. And at the same time, we've had a great adventure here in Rome, and she's doing a great job as ambassador of the Vatican. But it was her support that allowed me to focus the time and the effort and the attention to write this book. Mm. And because of the pandemic here, we were under lockdown for 10 weeks. So she had to put up with me. We divided up. She got the office and I got the dining room. So my office is in the dining room.
Right.
But we managed to work in parallel without too much difficulty for 10 weeks, which is a long time.
Yes.
And I figured she deserved the recognition. She paid the price.
Well, you all have, and appreciate your fight
for the American dream, Mr. Speaker, as it's continued all your life. It has been a lifelong dedication. Right now, we are on the brink. We see two Americas and two roads here, one that leads more to socialism, and if we would look and understand history, we see that with socialism comes human destruction and devastation beyond comprehension, or the other, and that is which our founding fathers had laid out for us in the U.S. Constitution, that provided us a road to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You say this book is an introduction to the long-term struggles that will define America. While some of it may be altered by the immediate crisis in the long run, these basic choices between traditional America and the radical Democrat left will be a dominant struggle of our lifetime.
Well, that's right. I think the reality is that the left has gone further and further to the left, starting in the early 1960s with Marcuse at Berkeley. It has developed into an overtly anti-American movement, and it has gained enormous power from the news media, from the unions, from all sorts of, from Hollywood. And so, and they literally want to replace the country as we know it. And I think we have to recognize that, and we have to deal with it responsibly. And I think it's an enormous challenge.
When you when you break down the demographic, Mr. Speaker, how many people are really behind the Democratic Party full force and understanding that that is their ideology versus people that are just going along? I mean, I'm here in Florida. I see these young kids carrying signs and Black Lives Matter. They have no clue what Black Lives Matter is all about. And I wonder how many within the Democratic Party are, you know, really understand what this force is and what Democratic policies have done to America and what they will continue to do if they're allowed to rule?
Well, I think 10 to 20%. And I think that, but if you look at revolutions, you look at the Russian Revolution, for example, in 1917, 10 to 20% is more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that there is a hardline group across the board who understand very much what they're trying to accomplish, and who are relentlessly hostile to the core values of the United States. So I think we just have to confront that reality and take them on. And I think in the middle, there are a large number of people who are sort of fellow travelers in the Marxist sense, but also people who haven't thought about it very much. They want to be where the crowds are going, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's important to remember that for a lot of these people, just being in the in-group, you know, doing what the popular people are doing.
Exactly.
So the impact of Hollywood, for example, the impact of the news media, just in creating a momentum. And as you point out, my guess is if you took 5 or 10 planks out of the Black Lives Matter list of what they say their goals are, and you went up to those same young people, they'd be against 7 or 8 out of the 10. But they don't know that. And the term sounds good. And so, and certainly, you know, I'm for Black Lives Mattering. Now, where I differ with them is I think all lives matter.
Exactly. That's where I'm right.
And that, of course, is unacceptable to the hard left. So, but we have to have the courage to stand up and win that argument. And, of course, they know they can't win the argument. So what they do now is they use coercive tactics. They get people fired. I mean, the level of coercion in this country is, I think, the highest it's been in modern history. And the number of places where you can be fired for saying the wrong thing is extraordinary.
It is, considering that we're supposedly in a free America. We're talking with the former Speaker of the House of Representatives, Newt Gingrich, talking to us from Vatican City about his new book, Trump and the American Future, Solving the Great Problems of Our Time. In your book, Mr. Speaker, you talk about an ideology in the Democratic Party, and we referred to this earlier, that hates police, protects criminals. How does this relate to the massive protest against police misconduct that we're seeing across the country today, and what is the best way to restore trust in law enforcement while still ensuring that African Americans are treated fairly by law enforcement?
Well, I think part of what's going to happen is the self-correction that we saw over the weekend. You know, if you beat up the police long enough, they pull back.
Yes.
If they pull back, the criminals move in. You look at 2 weeks ago, Chicago had the bloodiest Sunday in 50 years. 18 people were killed in one day.
Right. 25 on the weekend, I think. That whole weekend was 25.
Yeah. That's right. And this weekend was horrible in Chicago, in Minneapolis, in New York. And you got to recognize that here's the key. Yes, we have to have police reform. I think the president made a start. I think Senator Tim Scott has a pretty powerful bill in the Senate. I personally am for more police, paid better, trained better, carrying body cameras, and being held to very strict accountability. I think, which means also changing some of the union rules so that the police, if you really are not an appropriate person to be a policeman, we should be able to get rid of you, which, by the way, is a principle I'd also apply to the teachers' unions.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, if you simply go up to people, you know, 80% of the country likes their local police. 4 out of 5 Americans believe that their community police are okay. And if you start asking people, do you really want to live in a city where the police don't show up, aren't responsive, and you hear, you know, somebody tries to break in at 2 in the morning, you call 911, and they announce that the, you know, they'll be glad to take a message. Please leave a message. We'll be back at 9 tomorrow morning. There are the woman who is the president of the Minneapolis City Council said two things I thought were amazing. One was when in a conversation on CNN, when the other person said, well, you know, what if I'm afraid of getting raped at 2 in the morning and there are no police? And she said, fear of rape is an example of white privilege.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I think you had a pretty good debate line. Let's, you know, let's say everybody who thinks it's white privilege can be for Joe Biden, and everybody who thinks it's authentic to be afraid of being raped could be for Donald Trump. And overnight, I think we would, you know, you would eliminate any question about women and Donald Trump. Second, the next day she said, I dream of a city without police. Well, that's not a dream. That's a fantasy. And in the real world, it becomes a nightmare. And I think we have to be very direct, much more direct than we have been. The Democrats have run the mayor's office in Chicago for 89 years, since 1931. If it ain't working, it's because the Democrats have the wrong policies, the wrong values, and the wrong structures. And we have to go in and say that over and over again.
Exactly.
Same thing's true in Baltimore, where Pelosi's brother and father were both mayors of the city. The Democrats have owned the mayorship for 56 years in Baltimore. And we have to take head on their performance failure and their values errors.
Well, and I think this is why Donald Trump's call to Black America, going into the communities and saying, look, give me a shot. What have you got to lose? And look what he was able to do in 3.5 years with all the resistance that the blue state governors, the local officials, Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats did to resist anything positive. And he has been almost single-handedly the force that has lifted up Black America.
Well, and that's why I think when we get down to it this fall, he's going to do surprisingly well in the Black community. In February, they had the lowest Black unemployment rate in history. He has helped historically Black colleges and universities more than any president in history. With Tim Scott's leadership in the Congress, they've created 4,000 opportunity zones in poor neighborhoods, and over $100 billion in private capital have poured into those zones. And I think they've got to get back to that message. And, of course, you had a break here for about a month as the news media and the left went crazy and wanted to have everything single around police brutality and then wanted to attack Donald Trump for being insensitive. So I'm sure he took a temporary hit. But I think as we get back into this conversation, and particularly as people watch the consequence, as crime goes up, as the violence continues, and as people begin to realize criminals are vastly more dangerous to the Black community than our policemen.
Exactly. Well, Mr. Speaker, we got to leave it there. Again, we thank you for your time. The book, Trump and American Future, Solving the Great Problems of Our Time, will be linked on our website. How can the people be in touch with you? We got 5 seconds.
They just go to Gingrich 360.
Former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Be blessed.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the